There's the question of making sure that things have some kind of an accurately computed land impact, right? Avatars don't get charged land impact, but objects do. should the price basically be the same as it would be for a static object, or should it be a bit higher given that there's more overhead to have these animated objects? That's probably something we need to look into. I'm also not sure about the kind of griefing potential. I mean, obviously, it's possible now to have objects that, fly around and do annoying things. If you add animations, then you can also have objects that are displayed in a different location than where they kind of physically are, which seems to kind of expand the possibilities there.
That is limited, though. You cannot move bones. I think it's like 10 meters from the original bone.
Yeah, I know there is a limit. When you combine joint positions, scaling, and the capabilities of animations, I'm not really sure what the kind of largest thing you could potentially cobble together is, but I'm sure it's quite big.
But is it? It's not really land impact, though, because it's more, what the viewers are seeing than actual land impact.
The land impact calculation, it tries to combine a bunch of different things. It's not just how much load it imposes on the simulator, but also, some notion of streaming cost, how expensive it is to send to the viewers, and the sort of likely impact on the viewers themselves of trying to view it. It's really kind of trying to balance a bunch of different things. I think probably more successfully in some cases than others. Yeah, the render differently when a room full of avatars is also a good point. We have we have those limits now for avatars where we try to throttle down complexity various ways by introducing imposters and stuff. So if you don't have, if you're not an avatar anymore, then that stuff isn't automatically going to get triggered, and we kind of need to think about other kinds of ways we should introduce the same kinds of mechanisms.
I do think that, like, currently, like, when I upload an avatar, and I calculate all my LODs and everything, and I know it's an avatar, so I don't have an impact cost, but the settings that I do get, or the numbers that I do get, are not out of the ballpark for an object like that, at least in my opinion, as far as calculating it as a rendering cost for land.
I don't think that the costs are likely to be, wildly divergent. I don't think it's going to be 100 times as expensive or anything like that. It might be different enough that we would want to, try to factor it in, though.
But I just meant to say that I thought the calculations from the uploader weren't too bad if you wanted to consider those for rendering costs for an animated object. And if somebody went crazy with their meshes, they'd pay for it with that land impact, too.
Yeah, well, it may well be that we wouldn't actually need to change anything there. It seems likely that we'd want to look into it, though, before we, went to... went too hog wild or something like that. Putting it in everything, yeah, that's always a concern. It's all very well to say that your particular rigged puppy is cute and cuddly, but when everybody has a swarm of things following them around, it could be a problem.
I do think NPCs would be huge, though. Animated NPCs. I won't even make them now because it doesn't make any sense. They're crude and to animate the prims like that doesn't look very good. So a lot of people don't use them because they don't look good. But I think an NPC with the skeleton would be really appealing to a lot of people.